This is a health warning from Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and we'll deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America. Good Sunday, and welcome to the Sports Overnight America NFL Rewind. Now, live with a call from Phoenix, your host, Andy Dorf.
Good evening, good morning. I don't know what it is for you. I just know it's the NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America for me, Andy Dorf. Welcome in, everybody. Week 15 did not disappoint. Holy cow, so much to talk about with what happened on the football field. 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can check out my website, too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, just kind of some of the things we're going to be going through over the course of the program here, man. I'll tell you what, some teams really showed up. Some teams didn't show up. Bears showed up. And they won themselves a division, man. That's pretty cool for them. First time that they've had themselves a rookie, first-year head coach win themselves 10 games in a division since George Halas from 1920. So that's pretty cool for the Chicago Bears. 2 years in a row, Green Bay Packers not making the playoffs. Obviously, things are going to change there a little bit. Colts really step up big time over the Cowboys, not letting them score a point. The Steelers get a big victory for them over the Patriots, and that's going to be an interesting conversation. What's up with the Patriots? Because usually their defense gets better as the season goes on. Not looking that way this season. Gronkowski not able to get the separation. Tom Brady missing guys. Aaron Rodgers missing guys when they were open. So there's a lot of questions about some of those guys who were so accustomed to seeing making great plays and big things happen for their teams during the postseason. And Aaron Rodgers not going to have that chance. And how long will Tom Brady be in the playoffs this year? Because it looks like the Patriots are going to have to do it from a different position, not at home throughout the playoffs. So pretty crazy stuff. We'll get into it, obviously. And then the Eagles, man, Foles magic. It's back, people. Guy comes back, and boom, they get a victory. So we're going to get after all of it. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the NFL Rewind, and you're hanging out on Sports Overnight America.
Watching the game? Think you know what's going to happen next? Well, it's about time you got paid for being right. Introducing WinView, the number one live TV sports prediction platform. Answer props during the game while competing against your friends and other fans, and you can win cash. Head to predictsports.tv to start playing now. And check out the weekly $10,000 Monday Night Football main event. That's predictsports.tv. Watch, predict, win at predictsports.tv.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire short list of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
And hopes that were high in the heat of September can wilt and die in the chill of November. November can be cold and gray. November can be surly, with bitter rain upon the world and winter coming early.
Cone splits wide right. Trubisky rolling that way. Keeps his eyes downfield. Throws a little low, and it is Anthony Miller in the end zone for the touchdown.
Four-man rush with all kinds of time. Loads up right. Caught Miller at the 25 of Detroit. Breaks a tackle to the sideline. 10-5. End zone. Touchdown. Touchdown, Bears. On second and five. Play action to Miller. 45-yard. Touchdown throw.
Now more of the Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Andy Dorf. Let's talk about the week that was week 15 in the NFL, man. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. Follow me there as well. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can check out the website, too, dorfonsportsradio.com. Whew. Week 15. Did not disappoint. Did not disappoint. And neither did Mitchell Trubisky, by the way. Nice victory for the Chicago Bears. Look, I'm a Green Bay Packer fan, but at the end of the day, man, the Chicago Bears have earned it. They have absolutely earned it. Played pretty well. Guy throws a couple touchdowns. You know, not like huge, crazy numbers. 235, 20 of 28, but a really nice rating as far as him and his performance. No interceptions. The Bears just played well all season long, man. So the fact that they did win 10 games, Matt Nagy does something that hasn't been done for them by a first-year head coach since 1920, George Halas, man. So you've got to be impressed. Got to be impressed. Got to be impressed, man. Kudos to them. And Aaron Rodgers, 25 of 42, 274. No touchdowns, man. No touchdowns. One pick. So that record of 400 and like 10 straight passes without an interception, no longer. Longest in the NFL history, though. But not a very good year for Aaron Rodgers, let's be honest. I don't think it was all Mike McCarthy's fault. Really don't think it was all Mike McCarthy's fault. Aaron Rodgers just wasn't Aaron Rodgers the way that we've become so used to seeing him play throughout the year. So kudos to the Chicago Bears, man. Congrats. Congrats, guys. You deserve it. Really do. Don't get upset if you're a Packer fan. It's okay, man. Things happen. Vikings, look, you're same boat. You're going to have to be a wild card team. So we'll see what happens. But they did help themselves by winning, by the way. Let's just run through the scores from the week that was in the NFL, week 15. And we'll start with those games that happened on Thursday, Saturday. We'll go through the whole gamut. Thursday, the Chargers won a great performance on the road. And we'll talk about Phillip Rivers, too. And maybe this guy being an MVP. Because he has really shown up this season. And his team is pretty damn good, too. A lot of quality on that team. Maybe the best roster in all of the NFL, to be honest with you. Most depth, most guys that can play, most skilled position players. Just so much talent all over that team. 29-28, they go for it. The two-point conversion to win that bad boy on the road, leaving like 4 seconds left for the Chiefs on the kickoff return. So kudos to Anthony Lynn, by the way. A relatively new coach, maybe in his second year there with the Chargers and doing big things. Got to love that. 29-28, they beat the Chiefs. So they're both 11-3. Be really interesting to watch the finish of that division. Can't wait, man. Texans, nice victory for them. A nice bounce back after a letdown that they had the week before to the Colts. 29-22 over the Jets. Browns with a look, man. The Browns are no longer that bad. They're actually making some improvements. They're getting better. 17-16, they beat the Broncos. And in the Broncos' hopes of making the playoffs. And maybe Case Keenum was better off in Minnesota, obviously. But he also did get paid there by Denver, too. So you can't – things work out the way that they work out. They didn't want him in Minnesota, but Denver wanted him, and he got paid. And you know what? After the year that he had with Minnesota, he probably deserved to get paid. All right, so let's get to the action that happened on Sunday. Cardinals go down to the Falcons big time, 40-14. I think anybody that sees the Cardinals on their schedule, except for the three times that they've won, which would be the Packers, and then I think they beat San Francisco twice throughout the year. So they beat two teams. Other than those guys, everybody's chomping at the bit saying, wow, the Cardinals coming to town, or wow, we get to play the Cardinals, that's a victory. 40-14, the Falcons have been really bad, that's my point. But they were able to really put up some numbers. 40-14 over the Cardinals. Bills get it done over the Lions. 14-13. Not a very entertaining football game. Bears beat the Packers, like I said, 24-17, getting themselves the division. First time that they've had a first year coach win 10 games, and then also just a nice plus with that, getting the division. Matt Nagy since 1920, since George Halas did it back in that day, man. Bengals beat the Raiders 30-16. Not necessarily surprised there. However, the Bengals did do it without Andrew Dalton or Andy Dalton. And so that I guess is relatively impressive. Colts, this was impressive. Colts beating the Cowboys 23-0. And the Cowboys, everybody's been all over the Cowboys going, oh, this is a core, this could be a Super Bowl caliber team. Look, the bottom line is this, man. This is the biggest week-to-week league I've ever seen in the history of sports. You're only as good as your last victory, and you become really bad with each and every loss that you have. And quite frankly, this is a bad loss by the Dallas Cowboys. 23-0. You got to put some points on the board. The Colts defense isn't that spectacular. So you have to be able to put some points on the board. And Andrew Luck, what does he do? Just continues to win with a team that ultimately I don't think is all that great. And he's carrying this team on his back, literally. Vikings win impressively. It was close there in the third quarter for a little bit, and then they just kind of broke this thing open in the fourth quarter, 41-17 over the Miami Dolphins. And that may wind up hurting the Dolphins big time as far as their playoff hopes for them making the playoffs. And speaking of that, the Vikings helping themselves, getting a victory, 7-6-1 now, and pretty much in the driver's seat, to be honest with you, as far as them making the playoffs. Titans, they shut out the Giants 17-0, and a big victory for the Titans, man, that they keep themselves in the playoff mix. And we'll go through the playoff scenarios as well. We'll go through divisions and things like that when I do come back from a break in a couple minutes. But the truth is, Titans needed that victory. They got it. Giants have been decimated and no Odell Beckham Jr., so I really wasn't expecting a great performance out of them. But 17-0 Titans, very important victory. Redskins 16-13 over the Jaguars, and wow, that's a real interesting situation there. The Jaguars, we were expecting such a better season from them after the season that they had, getting to the AFC Championship game and playing the Patriots. So that's a huge disappointment. Ravens, nice victory once again behind Lamar Jackson, 20-12 over the Buccaneers, 8-6 for them on the season, and definitely in the mix of the playoffs in their own division too. So that's going to be fun to watch. Seahawks, man, that was a bad loss for them, losing the 49ers on the road, 26-23. So that one hurts, a final in overtime for them, losing that one. Steelers, like I said, nice victory for them over the Patriots, 17-10. Patriots, what's up with them? Tom Brady, I'm really – This to me is the year where they're definitely beatable. Going to have to do it in a much different way, going through somebody else's house. So going to be tough on the Patriots. Eagles, nice victory for them, keeping playoff hopes alive for them. The reigning Super Bowl champions, 30-23 over the Rams, who, you know what, that loss could really hurt them. And the only game left would be the Monday Nighter, and that would be the Saints playing the Panthers. So the reason why that's huge is because the Saints and them have the same record going into it, and now they're in a bit of trouble. So I got to take a quick pause for the cause. I'm going to do that. I'm going to come back and continue rapping about the NFL Week 15. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the NFL Rewind, and this would be Sports Overnight America.
Ben, first and 10, shotgun snap. He's back, throws along down the sideline, and the pass is caught against Antonio Brown, stepping into the end zone for the Pittsburgh Steelers touchdown. He just blew by the corner, and Jackson did not have a chance.
This is Sports Overnight America.
We need to do pretty much everything better, just not good enough in any area.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A+ online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
So what do they dial up on third and 10? TJ Jones goes left. Luke Wilson goes left. Galladay goes right. Zach Zenner in the backfield to the right of Stafford. 5:19 to go in the game. Clock will start on the snap. We're tied at 13. Play clock at 2. Matthews got it. Blitz comes. They pick it up. Stafford throws. It is end zone. Caught! Oh, baby, what a catch! Kenny Galladay, you're a freak! What a catch!
Now more of The Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. Andy Dorf getting you through another NFL Rewind on Sports Overnight America. Get at me, 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on the Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can also check out my website. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. I know I got Mitch in Santa Monica on hold. Other people, you can always get at me, too. It's 1-800-878-7529. Just going to run through the standings real quickly and give you kind of the updated playoff picture. And then, like I said, run out and jump out to the phones and hook up with my good buddy Mitch in Santa Monica. Patriots, even though they went down, still on top of their division because it's so bad, as we all know, 9-5, and not really a good season for them. Back-to-back losses, first time in a long, long time, I believe since like 2009 or before, for the New England Patriots. So that's bad news for them rolling into the playoffs. I'm sorry, but their away record is pretty bad, 3-5, home record 6-0. They needed to have a home field advantage, and they may even be on the road right away. So you never know, man. I think the Patriots are very vulnerable this season. But with that being said, still on top of their division. Steelers, 8-5-1 with a slim lead over the Ravens, who are 8-6. Everybody else out of the mix in that division. Texans, 10-4 and totally in the driver's seat in the AFC South. Colts, 8-6. Tennessee Titans, 8-6. So that's going to be fun to watch that down the rest of the way. Kansas City and the Chargers both in at 11-3 already. So one of those teams, a very good football team, going to be a wild card team. So that's crazy to think about. They're maybe going to have the best record, if not that, the second best record, and they may be a wild card team, but a team maybe to watch out to see what they could do as far as it goes in the playoffs. Dallas on top still in that division, even though they got shut out against Indianapolis, 8-6. Philly on their heels, and same with the Redskins, who got a nice win, man. You got to feel good for the Redskins whenever they win with all the banged-up injuries that they've had throughout the season and not one but two quarterbacks going down for them. So got to give them a little bit of credit for just kind of hanging in there, to be honest with you. Eagles and Redskins, like I said, 7-7, so still in the mix there. Cowboys need to get a victory, man. That's all they got to do. Chicago Bears, man, give them credit. 10-4, winning the division, the NFC North. They deserve it. So I don't care what anybody says. They deserve it. They've played the most consistently all throughout the season. Minnesota still in the mix at 7-6. Saints, they've clinched as well. They're 11-2. and definitely in the driver's seat. Carolina needs a victory over them, but the Saints could use that victory because that would help them have that home field advantage with the Rams losing their football game. So very interesting what could happen still. Los Angeles Rams, 11-3 on the season. They're in the playoffs. They've clinched their division. Seattle, a tough loss for them, 8-6, and they're definitely still in the playoff mix as well. So you got to like them. They've played hard, and I love Russell Wilson, but you know what? Losing to the 49ers may wind up being a costly loss. Let's jump out to the phones, hook up with Mitch in Santa Monica. Mitch in Santa Monica. You got the Dorf Man, bro. It's the NFL Rewind Week 15 style, Sports Overnight America. You are up, brother. What's going down, man?
What's going down? What do you think's going down, man? I am severely down. I mean, after watching the Packer game today, I'm just, you know, I don't know. Do I go to the edge of the Santa Monica Pier and jump? Or, you know what? Nah, may as well reel it in and watch some more football and, you know, see what else is going on in the league. Because, you know what, there's a lot of things going on. Hey, by the way, Andy, what happened to your homie? I mean, you've been preaching, my homie, Patrick Mahomes. Homie. He's my man. He's my homie. Dude, the dude can't win a big game. The Chiefs are going nowhere with this rookie quarterback. And I've got to tell you, if you're selling on this guy like you have been the whole last 6 weeks, I'll be definitely buying some of that. You know what? Because, it ain't happening. I mean, the only thing that I see in the NFL right now that has any stock in it is probably the Saints. I mean, you know, the Rams showed what they were tonight. I'm not going to believe in the Eagles at all. And you know what? I'm still not believing in the Bears. And I know it's my Packer bias, but I'm sorry. The Packers were in this game. The Packers had a chance. And it was like a stupid pick to break that end the streak for Rodgers, in which it was like a batted ball. I mean, you know what? The Packers were in this game. Aaron has had very little help around him. And I think he knew that. And it was kind of like he wants to get through the season. He wants to play with these kids that are around him for the rest of the year so he can build them so we have somewhat of a future for next year. But I got to tell you, my money right now, I'll tell you what, I was hoping I'd see an all-L.A. Super Bowl. I'm thinking it's going to be, show me your lightning bolts! Where are you? In the words of Lee Hacksaw Hamilton from the Mighty 690 in San Diego, which probably predates your time, but when I moved to California, that's what got me hooked on the Chargers. Those are the guys who I thought are the team in the AFC, and I think you're going to see an L.A. Charger New Orleans Saints Super Bowl. That's where I'm going with that. Those are your two teams. The rest of them, I think they're all pretenders. Everyone week to week. Dallas. Oh, man, I was going back and forth on my picks, you know, on my weekly pool. Do I take any? Who do I take? And I'm like, you know what? Come on now. Dallas is not going to step up and play. And they showed exactly who the Dallas Cowgirls were. Just a bunch of pretenders. I'm telling you. I mean, that whole NFC East is a terrible division. The NFC North, I have no confidence in. The only thing that's coming out of the NFC, I think, is the Saints. I mean, the Rams, they're nothing to do. Listen, the Packers literally had them away, you know, and except for a ridiculous return out of the end zone, which didn't give Rodgers a chance with the ball. But by the way, how many times did we see Aaron and Tom Brady overthrow receivers today?
Yeah,
I mean, that was insane. I know you did. And that, I mean, I tweeted that and posted that earlier, like right after when I was watching that game. I was like, this is crazy. Is it that they're getting old or is that they're just not in touch? I mean, at least Tom's got Edelman, but, you know, Aaron really has nobody. And, I mean, they're throwing guys 8 yards past or 8 yards over. I mean, it was crazy today to watch these two elite first ballot Hall of Fame quarterbacks not even hooking up with these guys in the situations in which we are always seeing them hooking up and making these games interesting and probably winning these games. I mean, it was such a crazy day.
Yeah. I mean, Tom Brady, by the way, 25 of 36 on the day, 279, just one touchdown to go with those numbers. And, you know, I think what it is, to be quite honest with you, Mitch, is a little bit of, you know what, they're not having the best seasons. Let's be honest. They're down a little bit for whatever reason or another. But also, guys like Gronkowski, look, man, two receptions, 21 yards, basically a non-factor. The only guy that was a factor was Julian Edelman, had seven catches for 90 yards, but Chris Hogan, the only guy to get a touchdown. So, look, man, I think that, you know, Tom Brady and the Patriots are absolutely vulnerable this season, 100%, brother. I would give you that, and especially because they're going to have to do it from the road instead of doing it from the comforts of their own home. So I think they're definitely in big trouble. And, you know, Aaron Rodgers, he had a bad day, man. In general, he's had a bad season. 25 of 42, 274, no touchdowns.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute, Andy.
No touchdowns? When's the last time Aaron Rodgers didn't throw a touchdown, bro? You tell me. When's the last time?
Let me ask you this. He just set the record for not throwing picks. He's had a tremendous season.
Mitch, to me, that doesn't mean he's having a great season, brother. I'm sorry, man. Yeah, he doesn't throw interceptions, and I got to take a break, and I appreciate the phone call. The best thing about having the Sports Overnight America show is I get to have the last word, man, and that's the beauty of this whole thing. Look, bottom line is this. Aaron Rodgers, I think if he doesn't tell you himself he's not having the type of year that he's accustomed to, then he's in denial, man, because I've been watching, and he's not making the deep pass like he said. Even Mitch admitted to that, and truth be told, the touch passes aren't there. He's struggling, man, and for whatever reason, it's just been a bad season for the Green Bay Packers. I got to take a break. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the NFL Rewind. Week 15 is almost completely in the books, and this would be Sports Overnight America.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. a Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Hey, baby! We're going to be here all day, baby! I like this kind of party! I like this kind of party, baby!
Get out and go at the five. Brady in the gun. Flanking him to his left is White. Four wide receivers, four on the defensive line. Shotgun snap to Brady. Cox his right arm. Line drive throw. Caught. Falling down. Belt high grab. Touchdown Gronkowski. A laser thrown by Brady. A five-yard touchdown grab. Two-handed lunging catch made middle of the end zone. Gronkowski beating Ronald Darby. And again, the Patriots have fought back. Trailing by four early in the third in Super Bowl 52.
Quarterback from the gun. First and 10 from the 48 of Casey. Dropping back. Throwing a long ball right for Gronkowski. Separation. Makes the over the shoulder catch. And he's tackled by Parker inside the 10.
Yeah, about 38 seconds of good football.
Now more of the Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
Bill Belichick, man, you gotta love that guy. Guaranteed he wasn't happy about what happened in Pittsburgh. No way. Can't be happy with 10 points. Can't be happy with back-to-back losses. Can't be happy with a 9-5 record. Can't be happy that you're most likely playing on the road this season in the playoffs. So there's a lot of questions about the New England Patriots after week 15. There are so many questions, man. Way more questions than answers in general with a lot of teams. What did that victory that the Steelers pulled off over the Patriots, what did that do to your confidence about the Steelers moving forward? So, again, you know, so many things to take away from the week. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up. Follow me on Twitter at Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out my website at DorfOnSportsRadio.com. It's Philip Rivers now the front runner for being the MVP of the league. Because ultimately, man, I mean, he beat Patrick Mahomes. Look, they've also lost to them, but that was way early in the season. This was a very meaningful football game. And the guts of Anthony Lynn was just, woo, that was the guy threw a set out there, man. And you have to give the guy credit because he had the goods to deliver with Philip Rivers and company to go out there and make plays. Mike Williams had a great day, by the way. It's fun watching that guy all over the field. So where is Philip Rivers on the MVP role right now? Because, look, and Mitch called me out. You know what? Hey, so be it, bro. You're right. I was all about Patrick Mahomes all season. So was everybody else. And has he lost a couple of big games? Sure, absolutely. You know what those are called? If you ask me, those are called growing pains, people. So if he takes some losses against really good quarterbacks in the regular season, maybe that prepares him a little bit better for the postseason. I'm not saying it does. I'm just saying maybe, hypothetically. But when you lose to guys like Philip Rivers, Tom Brady, I mean, those are pretty darn good quarterbacks, man. So the guys, the caliber teams that Patrick Mahomes is losing to, or the caliber quarterback he's losing to, is at least what we think are elite quarterbacks in this league. So I mean, does that mean that they're not going to have success later on? I don't know that, but truth be told, Andy Reid and his teams seem to falter. late in the season and then definitely in the postseason. But I've also seen a much better Patriots team than what we're seeing right now. So I think the Chiefs they're fine, even with that loss to the Chargers. And the Chargers are fine too. I mean, wow. Two really good football teams, maybe in the same division, maybe the two best teams in the AFC. But has Philip Rivers overtaken Patrick Mahomes in the MVP race with that performance and just with, in all honesty, the consistent play all season long? No, he doesn't have the 40-some-odd touchdowns that Patrick Mahomes does. But he's got the same amount of victories, and I guarantee you he's a big reason for all those victories week in and week out. So in my humble opinion, Philip Rivers has definitely put himself in that position. And truth be told, don't count out Deshaun Watson. And then defensively speaking, Aaron Donald, I mean, look, the guy is a beast for the Rams. We all know that. Definitely a beast, but they don't really give that award to a guy on the defensive side. Very rare, very rare. So it's just going to be fun to see what happens the last few weeks, to see who does wind up stepping up and taking that award. All right, let's keep digging into some things that I took away. I disagree once again with some of the callers about the Bears. I do think that's a good football team. And the reason why the Packers played them so well, Mitch in Santa Monica and some of you other Packer lovers, look, the Packers had a bad season, man. If you can't admit that, you are in denial. This is a bad football team. I'm a huge Green Bay Packer fan, but I'm also, first and foremost, I'm a sportscaster that's objective about what I see on the football field, or any playing field for that matter. And what I've seen from the Green Bay Packers is below average. It's below average, people. So here's the deal. The Chicago Bears are better than what people thought. That's the truth. They're better than what people thought. Mitchell Trubisky is better than people thought he'd would do this season. Their running game is solid. They're a decent football team. Again, if you're a Green Bay Packer fan and you sit here and tell me that the Chicago Bears are not a good football team, I think that's sour grapes, man. Be objective. The reason it was so close, I'm going to give you the reason why. The familiarity between these teams, man. They know each other inside and out. It's the longest rivalry in NFL football. So, of course, they're going to play them tough. And if the Packers have any damn heart whatsoever, when you're playing for your playoff lives, when you're literally on life support, completely on life support, and you don't show up, then I'm sorry, but that makes no sense. So the performance that they put out there, if you think it was great and that it was gutty and whatever, okay. But the Bears are the better team. Flat out better team. Colts, man, impressive victory. Got to talk about that. Impressive. 23-0. Just when you thought that the Cowboys were turning the corner, right? Winners of five or whatever in a row and playing great football and having everybody fooled that they were Super Bowl worthy, talking about the defense being Super Bowl worthy. And now that Amari Cooper's with Dak Prescott, he's got a downfield guy that he can throw to. Come on, man. They're the Dallas Cowboys. They haven't been relevant for 25 years, people. Haven't been relevant for 25 years. Win something before you start getting crazy. That's my humble opinion. Minnesota Vikings, man, that was impressive. And by the way, the Colts did a great job for themselves to keep themselves in the playoff mix. And if they make the playoffs, I've already said Andrew Luck comeback player of the year for sure. But if they make the playoffs, I honestly think that, that might be the best coaching job of the year too. Not a ton of talent. Bad offensive line. No running game. Andrew Luck has to throw the ball 50-plus times a game usually. But moving on real quickly. Vikings, that was a big win for them. Big win. And you know what? There's one thing that I've taken away from listening to some of what the Vikings were saying throughout the week. I listen to a lot of the teams and listen to what goes on throughout the week with the practices. And the Vikings, I totally agree with what I heard from Kirk Cousins. And it's not because of him necessarily, because he's been lousy, man. He's been lousy all season. Another guy that's underperforming. But what he did say made some sense. If they ever do click on all cylinders, they're a pretty good football team. And you know what? That's true, Kirk. That's true. But you have to be pretty good to make sure that the offense runs and does things effectively. And did you notice that they made a real concerted effort to run the ball? Dalvin Cook had 136 yards on 19 carries. So DeFilippo didn't get the memo. He thought because he had Kirk Cousins, he had to throw the ball all the time. No, run the ball, set up the pass, and that's how you do it. But that was a big win for the Vikings and a big loss for the Dolphins. Dolphins probably played themselves out. Probably played themselves out. Redskins continuing to play themselves in. You got it. You got to appreciate that. Titans keeping themselves in the mix as well. 8-6. Got to appreciate that. After they made the playoffs last year, not wanting to be a one-season wonder. Ravens 20-12. And you know what? Lamar Jackson, man, I'm telling you what. I'm a huge fan. Huge fan of that dude. I loved him coming out of the draft. I really, really loved him coming out of the draft. I knew the guy would be able to make plays with his legs because obviously he can get away from people and the dude's just trouble. But he's a better passer than people thought. And he can make plays with his arm too. So he's a dual threat. He's a guy that you don't want to have to see in the postseason. And the Ravens keep themselves in the mix too. A big loss for the Seahawks, man. I wonder how that affects them the rest of the way. Was that the loss that does them in and somebody comes in and sneaks out a playoff berth because of the Seahawks' inability to get that victory? Got to beat the 49ers, man. Got to beat the 49ers. And are you buying into the Steelers after they were able to beat the Patriots 17-10, where Tom Brady didn't look all that special, Gronkowski wasn't able to get separation, guys didn't make plays, it wasn't your typical Patriots game, and they're bad on the road this year, 3-5. They are bad. They're done with their games on the road. They're a bad football team on the road. They're going to have to win a game somehow, some way, on the road or two in the playoffs. They're vulnerable. That's my point. They're vulnerable. Steelers, are you buying into them? I'm not necessarily buying into them. Not necessarily buying into them. Rams, look, I was this close to saying, look, the Rams and the Saints are neck and neck. But I'll be honest with you. I think it's the Saints maybe playing the Bears to get to the Super Bowl. If that matchup can wind up happening. We'll have to see how it all plays out and how the records all finish. But Saints, Bears, those are my two teams right now in the NFC. And in the AFC, it's Chargers, Chiefs, Texans. The AFC is going to be interesting. I know I got to take a break. I'm going to do it. So I'll come back. I'll wrap things up. Keep it close, everybody. I'm Andy Dorf. It's the NFL Rewind. And this would be Sports Overnight America.
Going without a huddle. Under 5 minutes to go now. Cousins fires. Caught it into the end zone for a touchdown. Aldrick Robinson.
Andrew Luck going for a home run. Deep downfield looking for T.Y. Hilton. Hilton makes the catch. He's at the 10. 5. Stumbles in the end. Touchdown, T.Y. Hilton. 68-yard bomb from Andrew Luck to T.Y. And the Colts lead it 16-0.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
This is Bully Ray.
This is Jay Lethal.
Dalton Castle from Ring of Honor. I tell you that Honor Club.
Honor Club is the ultimate ROH experience.
Treat yourself this holiday season and get live streaming of ROH on tour events like Honor Reigns Supreme.
Also, get on-demand access to past Ring of Honor events, out-of-print compilations,
50% off pay-per-views,
and more.
Or better yet,
go VIP and receive every major pay-per-view for free,
including Final Battle.
Honor Club is more than a network. Skip the line for pre-sale ticket access to live events and receive 15% off at ROHProShop.com on exclusive apparel, DVDs, replica championships, and more.
Go to ROHHonorClub.com.
ROHHonorClub.com.
Or open the ROH app now. Available on all Apple and Android devices and Roku.
We are Honor Club, and honor is real.
There's a blitzing Roquan Smith as Stafford goes to work, in trouble, and down he goes! Roquan comes flying in like the missile he is from Montezuma, Georgia. Sack Stafford on 3rd and 9.
Now, more of The Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back in, everybody, for the final time. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the NFL Rewind, and it would be Sports Overnight America. Love you people that check me out each and every week on Sirius XM Channel 203, and love the people that listen to me and call in and participate in any way, shape, or form. Always follow me on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out my website, too, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, so what did I learn from Week 15 in the NFL? Well, what I learned was this, man. The New England Patriots are absolutely vulnerable. This is the year, this is the time when that movie that we've seen so many times, the script could wind up changing and we could have a newcomer in the AFC. Will it be the Kansas City Chiefs? Will it be the hot Los Angeles Chargers? Because truth be told, right now, that's who I like. I think that they are maybe the most complete football team throughout the whole NFL, and they're peaking at the right time. So look out for them. And then in the NFC, man, I really do like the New Orleans Saints. I think that's a quality football team that will make the plays that they didn't make in the last postseason. And it was an unlucky play that kept them out when you really think about it. So maybe it's a little bit of justice for them that they get their the year after the crazy play. So anyways, for Scott, for all the callers and everybody that listens, I do appreciate you. I'm Andy Dorf saying thank you for hanging out with me here on the NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America.